From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. In the final countdown to next week's election, President Bush and Senator John Kerry are playing a type of musical chairs, moving among remaining swing states. Today, the president is campaigning in New Mexico, while Kerry is in Florida. This afternoon in Fort Lauderdale, Kerry had this to say.
My faith, and the faith that I've seen in the lives of so many Americans, also teaches me that whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. That means that we have a moral obligation to one another, to the forgotten, and to those who live in the shadows.
NPR's Mara Liasson joins us from Florida. She's at a filing center with the Kerry campaign. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jennifer.
So why is Kerry talking about his religious faith now, so late in the campaign?
Well, Kerry actually has spoken about his religious faith before, but he's never done it in such an open and detailed manner. Religious faith has really become an issue in this campaign. First of all, we know that some Catholic bishops have said voting for Kerry is a sin, and he actually talked about that. He said today that he knew there were some bishops who have suggested that as a public official he must cast votes or take public positions that carry out the tenets of the Catholic Church. He said, I love my church, I respect the bishops, but I respectfully disagree. He talked about the faith that sustained him through Vietnam, and he really cast his faith in terms of a social gospel. In the clip you just played, you heard him say that he believes that faith means we have a moral obligation to help the least fortunate among us. And the campaign is pretty frank about this. Mike McCurry, a campaign spokesman, said today that a vast majority of the American people believe in God. They go to church. For them, faith is very important, and over 70% of them tell pollsters that they want a president who's deeply grounded in faith. And today, Kerry tried to explain to them how his faith informs his decisions.
Well, and President Bush, by contrast, has been very open about his faith throughout the campaign.
President Bush is very open about his faith. He talks about good and evil. He's not afraid at all to talk about his faith. Kerry, on the other hand, has been more reticent about it. He doesn't wear his faith on his sleeve, is what he said. But, you know, religious faith is one of the clearest political divides in American society. It's a pretty clear dividing line. In other words, regular churchgoers tend to vote Republican. People who are not regular churchgoers tend to vote Democratic.
A report this weekend tallied a significant number of newly registered voters in Florida. Who are they?
Well, it's interesting. There are 1.5 million new registered voters in Florida. They are evenly split, and it suggests that this battleground state, where the candidates are returning to again and again, is just as divided as it was in 2000. Neither party has an edge. There are now 4.2 million registered Democrats in Florida, 3.9 million registered Republicans, and 1.9, in essence, independents. What we do know about the new registrants is that African-American voters' registration has increased by 36%. That's a big increase and suggests that if the Democrats can turn them out to the polls, that might be an advantage for them. But that, of course, is the $60,000 question of this election, which is which party will be able to get all of its motivated voters, and the voters are very motivated on both sides.
Do we have any idea if those figures from new registrants in Florida reflect the new registrants around the country?
There are millions of new registrants around the country, and it's taking them a long time to fully process all these registrants. And I think because of the huge surge in registration, you have election officials predicting that we're going to see a record turnout this year, much higher than the 52-point-something% it was in 2000.
NPR's Mara Liasson with the Kerry campaign in Florida. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.